What about retrospectivity for sperm donors? You were promised anonymity if you donated sperm years ago, but now a woman claims it's her human right to know who donated her sperm, and she wants the release of records to the Registrar of Births, Deaths and Marriages, even if people were promised anonymity. We've heard from a number of mothers of children that were conceived through donation, but I wouldn't mind hearing from some sperm donors. How do you feel about your anonymity in some way?
My husband was a sperm donor some 20 years ago.
Yep.
And we understand the last information we had that he was able to assist 8 families, or at least with the birth of 8 children.
Right.
We made that decision, and I had to consent as his wife and at the time.
Yep.
Based entirely on the fact that it was anonymous and that our identities would be protected. And I feel pretty strongly that that's a contract and a conditional contract that should not be broken.
Patrick in East Malvern. Good morning, Patrick.
Identity is the most critical thing in a human being's life. And in this case, it is absurd to say that an agreement between a donor and donee should bind the product of that arrangement.
My story is that in the 80s I became a sperm donor. Friends were infertile and I think sperm levels were quite low at that stage, so they asked me to become a donor, which I did. I've been told 13 children were conceived through my donation, and several years ago I met one of my donor children. She made approaches to the fertility clinic.
Right.
Who approached me. A few phone calls established whether I would be willing to divulge more information about myself, such as my football team, whether I like attacking motorbikes, you know, just general stuff. I mean, the child was so curious about me.
Your football team?
Yeah, I know. We're Melbourneites. That's very important. I had a number of phone calls from the clinic, each one seeking a little bit more information. Eventually, I provided a photograph of myself and she provided her photograph as well.
Right.
And then the big question came, you know, would you be prepared to meet?
Right.
And I said, of course.
And?
We met. I met. We had coffee and a lovely chat, and then I met up with her and her mum and dad, because they were curious about me as well. And, you know, since then, it's been a sort of emails, occasional catch-ups, but she doesn't want me to be her father. She has a father.
Right.
You know, and that's...
But it's part of her makeup, and it was uncontroversial for you to provide a solution to her need, by the sound of it.
Yes, yeah. Well, I wanted to... I gave in a particular spirit. I've said this before in The Age. Contacted me a few years ago. But I gave in a particular spirit, and I wasn't going to chop off... Look, it hasn't been a big imposition on my life. You know, a few afternoons of coffee and emails. You know, I've got time to do that. And she's a lovely child. Unfortunately, she's got my nose. That's the only thing.